Greetings, dear ones, I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The short channel that you are about to hear is one that starts an event. Some would actually call it an adventure. Dear ones, you're in a place where great things have taken place. Some have called it part of the seat of civilization, and we have described this before, it is. We've also said before that this is the fifth civilization that you've had. And again, we'll tell you that not all is as it seems. Even the things that you see may have dates that surprise you, and we'll get to that as they occur. That there is history before history, even history before the Indus Valley. But you're here to see the history of the beginning of your civilization, and it's profound. And the profundities here are not just in the structures or the way they were built or the mysteries. They have to do with the individuals and the ancients, what they said, what they did, how they did it. We told you the last time we sat here that your Akash may ring with recognition when you see the hieroglyphs, when you hear the stories. And some of you may get the chills that you knew this, or you've been here, or somehow participated in the event of the history. And we told you then to be circumspect and not to go and change things, but to listen and feel. There is a new energy here, and my partner will again talk to you about it, based upon what the indigenous of the planet have predicted at the precession of the equinoxes in 2012. This changes even your perceptions as you walk around history. And so you have the opportunity, as you participate in the lands and you see what was built and you listen to the stories and you see in the hieroglyphs what is revealed, you have a chance to do more than just feel. There is some wisdom here, especially in the very early days. The wisdom can be passed. This is the energy of the earth we call the crystalline grid, where things happen and they remain. It's the reason why you can feel things in a cemetery or a battlefield, because energy is imprinted into the ground where remarkable things take place on the planet. And this is remarkable. You have the opportunity to gain the wisdom coming right from those energetic places now in ways they never did before. You're here to listen and to learn from the ancients. I have a metaphor for you, and then I'll close. I want you to pretend for just a moment that in ancient Egypt, the very start, that they come across something that is unexplainable. Now, this is a metaphor. They come across a beautiful 50-inch 4K television set, and it's tuned to CNN. Number one, what are they going to do? What is the reaction? Now, they are smart individuals. What are they going to do with this? The first thing, obviously, would be fear, not understanding. It is out of place completely, the technology. But not just the technology, the paradigm of everything surrounding it. They don't have it. They have none of the ideas of transmission of anything. They don't understand the idea of moving pictures or even static pictures. The only reflections they ever have and ever see is in the water. And suddenly they have in front of them the highest technology that you have. Now let's say for a moment that it's not for a moment, but it stays there. And so they bring in their experts and they look at it. They're afraid to really touch it, but they then start writing about it. What does it mean? What could it be? Why is it there? Is it a god? Is it not a god? If it is, what is the message from the god? Why do the images keep changing? What are the images? What do they mean, and who put it there? Who built it? And why did they put it there? Let's say it is there for 1,000 years. And soon it fills walls with what it means and perhaps what took place that would allow it to be there. Is it divine? Is it not? I want you to hold that perception for a moment. Let's pretend that that is even possible because of what I'm going to tell you next. Now I want you in all of your circumspection and wisdom to reverse that completely. You, from this civilization, of understanding those paradigms, are now going back 5,000 years to look at theirs. And you are going to make decisions based upon your paradigms in you, in your culture, in what you figured out and how you live and what you believe. And you're going to place it upon them. And you're going to ask the same strange questions about what they were doing that they would ask about the television that they'd found. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are biased in your own culture, in your own time. Don't begin to decide what they could or could not do. Don't insult them when you look at the structures and wonder if they had help. Take a look at who you are and put yourself in a place where you're wide open for the things that an ancient one would believe and see and understand, instead of taking your ideas and placing them upon why they did what, how they did it, and for what reasons. And you don't have to do that because it's written on the walls. It's there for you to see, and it's in the earth for you to feel if you're sensitive. This is the plea I have with you. When you get to those places beyond the mountain that you're going to climb tomorrow. And that is all for now. Let this adventure begin. And so it is.